I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm in a position where, regardless of how it affects me or my personal situation, I have to make decisions that I judge in collaboration with my bosses and the people around me to be in the best interest of the Baltimore Orioles franchise. So that's what I'm doing.
That's Mike Elias talking about, you know, what's happened recently with the Birds, the firing of Brandon Hyde, this losing streak. Did you see they were listing the worst teams after a team after a manager got fired midseason? Like, a lot of times a guy gets fired and the team, they start playing better, or at least initially do. The Orioles were in that group of, it was like five terrible teams that went on horrendous losing streaks after they fired the manager midseason. Like, yeah, that wasn't the problem. This was the problem. But I think the Orioles, I mean, you could look at a lot of different things and hang your hat on, say, to blame it on Elias, Hyde, the players, ownership. Everybody's going to find something there to point the finger at. Now, with this, it is interesting, though, with Elias, because there are some people that are going, I don't even want him making decisions for the future regarding the draft, which I think is silly, because I think he's been one of the best at evaluating talent, even though people are going, well, he didn't take Bobby Witt over Adley Rutschman. And people keep forgetting, if he took Bobby Witt, you don't get Gunnar Henderson in the second
round. That's right.
Because of the financials. The reason they took Adley, you didn't have to spend as much to get him to sign as a catcher, and they could allocate the money and move that to the, remember, that was a, like a, I hate calling it a compensation pick, but it was a back end of the first round pick that people keep calling a second round pick. And the reason they wanted that money is because Gunnar had committed to Auburn. So you had to throw so much money at him to get him to not go to college, right?
Yeah.
So that's, when that happened, that's the reason why. So you were supposed to get a switch hitting catcher and your shortstop of the future is what you hoped. And that's what they got, but Adley's been scuffling. Gunnar's been as advertised, so... I want him to, like, if it's the draft, yes, I want him making the picks for the draft. And if something should happen and they want to move on from Mike Elias, I hope they keep this scouting department together, because I think they've done a great job. The one argument that people have had is that they haven't drafted pitchers. But again, I'd rather them draft best player available. Pitchers are very volatile. That does not mean don't take pitchers. But if the right guy's not there, I'm not taking him just because he throws. You know?
Absolutely. And I wouldn't be so quick to pull a trigger on Elias.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done a lot of good for this organization. They're having a bad, a terrible run. But I wouldn't, throw him out the door just yet. I hope, there's cooler heads prevail here. Let's see what we got. People return.
Yeah, I think when you talk about it, like, fans get really upset because the season has gone this way, right? Like, and I've said this before, anytime something happens, the Ravens lose, the Orioles lose, whatever, you need the reason slash scapegoat. And I think there are times that maybe it's both, but other times, like, if you're looking at certain things honestly, and let's say, okay, Mark Andrews drops the 2-point conversion in that playoff game that would have tied it. Is that the reason they lost? No. But it would have given him an opportunity to win the game had he made it. There are the fumble, maybe that's the reason they lost. But there, you can point to plenty of things in the game. There was an interception. There was a missed tackle here. You gave up a big play there. Like, there's so many things that happen in the game.
It's all sports, and it just pisses me off because people do this all the time.
It comes down to one singular thing.
And it's always at the last minute of play. It's like, people are doing it with Brunson.
Yeah.
He turned the ball over, I think, in the last minute last night and missed it. He missed a three. I'm trying to remember.
That must take away from the 43 points.
He scored 43 points. You think they'd be in the game without him? Like, come on.
Just there's a lot of that stuff that, to me, is truly unfair when people are breaking it down. But that's how it's going to be. And with Elias, like, the other thing that I would listen to people on that are saying, hey, I don't want him trading at the trade deadline. Like, we didn't like any of the trades he made, even though you got to give him credit for the good ones if you're going to knock him for the bad ones. He did get Zach Eflin, which was the best pitching acquisition last year. We talked about Yennier Cano and Cade Povich in a trade when everybody said he was stupid.
What about Sagano?
I mean,
it was a trade, but still, he picked him up.
Well, he picked him up when Sasaki was the guy that everyone was talking about, and he's come over here and just kind of crapped the bed.
Yeah.
They had video of him crying in the dugout, and everybody was like blasting him. I'm like, man, he's passionate. He cares about what he's doing. He's a young guy. He's in a big city, and he's not pitching well after signing a huge contract. Yeah, he's embarrassed.
Yeah.
And because he's got tears in his eyes, people are making fun of him.
Yeah.
But they picked the right, they got the right one of the guys that came over. But by no means does any of this give a pass to what's going on now. Do you guys have confidence in him moving forward to make the right decisions at the trade deadline and in the offseason? Let's go to Ken in New Freedom. Ken, you're on the fan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The source of the problem with the O's, it's not rocket science. You know, we've got four or five guys still injured, major, you know, people like Westberg and Kowser's not back. But the source of the problem is ownership. You know, we didn't spend anything. Tyler O'Neill is a journeyman player. He's not going to make a big difference. Who's constantly hurt. You know, the Yankees went out and got Fried and they got Bellinger, and then the Red Sox went out and got Crochet, and they went out and got, you know, Walker Buehler. He was on the IL, but he's going to be back. You know, and then they got, you know, Bregman, who's, you know, these are all-star players that they got. We got journeyman.
Hold on. Let's stop for a second. Walker Buehler was, that ship had sailed, because if he was still an all-star pitcher, he'd be on the Dodgers right now. Like, they kicked the tires on a guy that used to be good that was sucking for a long period of time. Not to say that he won't go back and be Walker Buehler again, but let's be fair. All of this stuff is after the fact. Were you screaming about getting those guys beforehand? The contract that Max Fried got was an 8-year deal, and at the back end of that contract, it's going to be awful. And this team has yet to show you that they're willing to allocate that type of money in a long-term deal to a pitcher, and most teams don't want to do that. So I don't like blaming ownership when he's the guy that said, here's the money, do what you want with it. I don't, of all the things that you want to blame, I think ownership is the last thing you should blame when the guy's opened a checkbook. So,
he's only here for a year.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't, come on. It doesn't even hold water for me.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.